I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from Sugarland Space Cowboys Constellation Field in Sugarland, Texas. Come along and join me for a conversation with Marketing Director Amy Johnson. Across America, there are numerous minor league baseball teams that do an amazing job of catering to their loyal local communities. The viral community fan base is predicated on the team's masterful abilities to engage their fans, most often entire families. The ticket prices are always affordable, and there's always a litany of fun, engaging activities for the kids. The Sugarland Space Cowboys are a AAA minor league team, with the Houston Astros claiming a proud ownership stake. The team is a member of the Pacific Coast League.
My name is Amy Johnson. I'm the marketing director for the Sugarland Space Cowboys. That is the AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros.
Tell us a little bit about the history, how it all started.
The Sugarland Space Cowboys, formerly the Sugarland Skeeters, used to be an independent league baseball team here in Sugarland. They were an independent league team, so they were not affiliated with the Major League Baseball team. Players would come from all over. A lot of times it's guys trying to get their last chance before getting someone by the bigs. Sort of a different type of baseball, like no rules, no mandates kind of thing, you know. They're about to play music. I can pretty much tell you when they're going to play music, and then I can answer after that.
Second base number 37, Isabel Valdez.
So prior to the 2021 season is when the Sugarland Skeeters became the AAA affiliate for the Houston Astros, who acquired the team. And then in January of this year, 2022, we became the Sugarland Space Cowboys. So it was a rebrand. So this is the second season here as the Astros AAA affiliate. Attendance, you know, as of last year has increased. We're increasing this year as well. You know, we're seeing people travel in from more different parts of Houston, not just the Fort Bend County where we are now. Houston Astros fan base spans, you know, across Houston. Houston's a large place, you know. And
most of your players here, they're trying to ramp up to get picked up, right, to be active with the Astros. But
exactly.
Conversely, talk to us about a player from the Astros, injury or whatever might get kicked down to this team for a while, and how that's a game changer for everybody here.
Yeah, absolutely. So in minor league baseball, you'll have rehab assignments. So when players from the major league team are getting ready, coming back from an injury, they'll go to a minor league team. So we are lucky in the fact that, you know, we're less than 30 miles, you know, from our major league club. So we are pretty much get all the rehab assignments here. So actually right now there's a rehab player on second base, Jake Myers. He's an outfielder. And so he'll come to these games. Last season, I think it was Lance McCullers did a rehab game, and it was the largest crowd that we had. And it's cool because people can come and, you know, I didn't know we were in foul ball territory over here, but it's great because you can come and you can see these major league guys, or, you know, these guys that are going to be in the majors in a few days. And it's so affordable and it's fun. You know, it's just like a great atmosphere. It's totally different than what you would get at a major league game.
So your ticket, you said, starts around $8.
Yeah, so on the weekends you can sit in the grassland, which is our berm in right field, for only $8 on the day of a game. And those tickets range, I'm kind of butchering that. I don't know if you want me to talk about the range, but
well, I mean, we'll talk about the high end, you know, what you get for under $60.
You'll see, like, in the front two rows of our sections behind home plate are nice padded seats, so you can actually buy one of those, you know, and mid $50 for that, and you get access to our club as well. So you get access to a club buffet, you get to sit on the front row, and, you know, that's only $57, $58 for that. So really, there's not a bad way to enjoy a game here. And I mean, that's really what I love about minor league baseball. It's affordable and it's fun, and, you know, anyone can come.
Let's talk about the wholesome dynamic of families and kids, and how this is about the coolest thing in town for family activity that, again, is affordable and engaging.
Yeah, absolutely. And engaging, that's the word you said. It's truly engaging. It's engaging on the field, off the field, you know, from your food and drink options, from the things that you can do on the concourse, from the players signing autographs after the game. You know, they'll stick around and do that. But our mascot, Orion, he's fantastic. He's a blue cosmic canine. He's a dog from outer space, you know, interacts, you know, on the field during the promos and stuff like that. But we also got things on the concourse like our Moonshot Alley, which is a batting simulator, and it's absolutely free, you know, and you can send the kids over there. They can do that. It's a 360 ballpark, so you can walk around the entire ballpark. There's no, you know, limitations on going out to outfield or infield. So, you know, we've got different food and beverage options on all sides too.
Talk about some of the little cute things you do with the kids, whether it's seventh inning or halftime or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. So Orion, our mascot, you know, he's involved with a lot of kids. So Orion, he does one of our endgame promos is a mascot race. And so he'll usually do a fun little skit, and, you know, he gets distracted doing something and he races a kid around the bases. So the kid gets to go on the field, and, you know, other endgame promos like that, you know, we'll have them volunteer to do that. Just stuff like that.
That's really cool. So talk about some of the more ancillary things, like you have the little beer garden.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah! Woo!
That Run Smart is brought to you by 24 players of Sweet and Unsweet Tea.
So a rehabber just scored a rehabber right there. We actually have two guys right now. So Taylor Jones is also rehabbing with us on first base. So we're lucky right now with two of them. But yeah, I'll kind of do a walk around of the ballpark and talk about the different areas we have. But starting out in right field is our grassland, where I was talking about where our cheapest tickets are. It starts at $7, and day of a game you can get one for $8. You know, and it's a grass area. You'll see kids running around and having a good time. You can bring in chairs. You know, a lot of stadiums, you don't get to do that.
So the jersey they're wearing, is that a special one for tonight, or is that their...
Yeah, just for tonight. It's just for tonight. Yeah. Yeah, so from the grassland, as you're traveling towards center field, we have the Bud Light Ice House, which is a bar area. It's got some tables out front right there where you can see, and it's got a bar where you can order on all sides of it. Right next to that is actually a splash pad for kids, so that's turned on every game.
Going to the Bud Light Ice House, is that a special ticket?
Nope. The Bud Light Ice House is open for all fans, obviously 21 and up if you want alcohol. But
first come, first serve.
Yep, yeah, there's open seating around that. You don't have to have any particular ticket. Yeah, next is the splash pad you'll see. So sometimes you'll see some adults around there too, but there's convenient seating in the Bud Light Ice House right next to the splash pad. But that's great because it's hot in Texas. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that.
The kids love that.
Yes, they do. And it's great because it's right next to our brand new Kitty Corral, which is... I love the Kitty Corral. It's very on brand and theme. That's something you'll notice around our ballpark with our new Space Cowboys branding, is we really went all in for that, you know, to make sure, you know, we got it across that, you know, we are the Space Cowboys, and we love the fun behind that. So it's half Western and half space. Mm-hmm. So there's a really big spaceship right in center field, and then you've got your little Western area too, and it spans a large part of center left field.
Once again, racking my brain, I cannot think of a more holistic family fun activity to do in any town than this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Without bias.
Yeah.
It's kind of the last of the innocent fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is America's pastime. That's what they say, right?
Yeah.
But as you go into left field, we have one of our new bar areas. So the Bud Light Ice House has been here since the start, but here right before the 2022 season, we opened the Carbach Cantina. Carbach's one of our partners. And
is that a local brewery?
Mm-hmm, it is. Yep. They're here in Houston. And, you know, they've got great staff over there, and they're really engaging too with us. So we just did our first happy hour yesterday before a game. So we brought out some live music, and we did some beer specials out there. It's got some open seating down there too, cornhole. You know, you see a lot of kids out there playing cornhole, and then the adults are getting drinks. You can get the Howdy Dog, which is our signature item here. It's a specialty hot dog. And all of that I just said, all of that's just in the outfield, you know. And we've got even more, you know, behind the seating bowl and along the concourse.
So there's more.
There is more.
Baseball doesn't go year-round. There's a downtime, but you don't go dark. You do stuff. What happens in the off-season?
Yeah. A two-minute break here. I come from a video background, production, entertainment, that kind of thing, and so this is my 9th season working in minor league baseball, so that's all I know, as an adult, as a professional, is minor league baseball, so, it's the little things for me, I've been able, when you do a fan cam, it's things like that, may not be a big deal to some people, but then you see how happy you make that one fan's game, and they come back afterwards, and it's things like that that keep me here, keep me doing that, is knowing that, we're growing the game, because you don't have to come and watch the game, Yeah, you're going to learn about the game and have a good time, but you're going to smell the popcorn cooking, You're going to go play on the playscape, but you're all at a baseball game, You're encompassing it all, and that's what minor league baseball is.
Off-season, what happens here?
Yeah, so we've got a great special events department and plan here. So we host the Sugarland Holiday Lights. This year is presented by Houston Methodist, who's a really good partner of ours, and that runs from November through New Year's. And so we have three full-time folks on staff who...
And with that strikeout, we've got our Carbock Beer batter of the game. Here's going to be half price in the bottom of the second at the Carbock Cantina located.
Everybody's running to the Carbock. Yeah, so we have three full-time staff that are dedicated just to special events, so they're hosting stuff throughout the year. So the Sugarland Holiday Lights, and that's open to the public. We sell tickets to that. It's almost like a mini baseball season we have, but that runs mid-November through New Year's. You walk. Mm-hmm. So the whole field is covered in lights. The concourse is covered in lights.
The team, when they go on the road, how is it determined who they play and where they go?
Right, so they're a part of, minor league baseball, the player development league and everything. So they're a AAA team. So obviously every major league team has a AAA team. So they're split up into two leagues. And then, within the leagues, you've got the divisions. So primarily we play the divisions within our league. A lot of these teams are West Coast based. So,
So it doesn't have anything to do with geography, though.
A little bit. So a lot of ours are on the West Coast. So we've got Sacramento, Las Vegas, Albuquerque, Oklahoma City, Round Rock. You kind of have that central and west side of the country.
That's your league then?
Yes. Yeah. And let me look this up for you so I don't butcher it. They changed it all this year. We got another inning break here. So the Space Cowboys play in the Pacific Coast League, which is one of the AAA leagues within minor league baseball. So a lot of our teams you'll see on the West Coast, obviously being the Pacific Coast League. We're one of the further east ones. We've got teams in Utah. We've got teams in Salt Lake, Tacoma, Albuquerque. Oklahoma City is probably the closest closer to central where we are, but... I could talk about minor league baseball all day. I mean, obviously, I do it for a living. I just love minor league baseball because, like you said, the family-friendly aspect of it. It's an experience. You're going to go home with memories, and, these kids are going to have these memories for a while. And, I always tell the story, too. I went to a Corpus Christi Hooks game, right after I graduated college, right before I started working. And I didn't even know I wanted to work in the sport, but I remember there was an in-game promo, and we were chanting, Taco Time, and I just remembered that too that day, and I just remember telling people about it and thinking that was so fun. And now that's what I do, is I try to entertain fans, and how do we get them to go and tell those stories and have a good time and remember stuff like that. It's more than just the game on the field. You can follow the Sugarland Space Cowboys on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even on TikTok now. You'll catch whiffs of our mascot Orion on there having a good time. Our website's slspacecowboys.com. And I'm Amy Johnson, the marketing director for the Sugarland Space Cowboys.
All right. And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Sugarland, Texas. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station. I'm too young to marry.
Take me back to Texas. The underbed music was performed by Texas Hill Country musician John Arthur Martinez.
Sucks a blossom, and the little bee makes some honey. Poor man throws the cotton, the rich man makes some money. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. The railroad, and I laid my head down on the track. I thought about that gal of mine, gradually eased it back. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. This country, music by the hour, always wears this great big smile. We never do look sour. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. One and a two and a one, two, three. Come on, fiddle man. Guitar man. Walk and talk, Susie. Walk and talk, Susie. Walk and talk, Susie. Walk and talk, Susie. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Come on, take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to